I'm so glad you're here.
My name is Kathy Brophy. This is Little Victories Podcast. A quote I have on my classroom board: the strongest people are those who win battles we know nothing about. This podcast is inspired actually by my father, Tom Brophy Jr., who was an author and wrote a book called Little Victories. And his philosophy was, by helping people create small victories every day in their lives, we can hopefully turn them into bigger victories. My dad specifically worked with people that were unemployed. And my thought is, what a great philosophy this is to live. So my hope is to bring on regular, ordinary people as my guests who have stories that people can relate to. And I hope you enjoy. Thank you. So welcome to Little Victories. This is Kathy Brophy, and I am here with my friend, teacher, and a mentor, Robin Giacomo, and she's going to share some of her wisdom and some of her life experiences and some of her work with us. For those that are tuning in for the first time, a little backstory on the name Little Victories. So inspired by my father, who was an author and wrote a book called Little Victories, and wanting to help people who had lost their job and had been unemployed for a while, and all of the feelings and tough stuff that comes up with losing your job and feeling like you don't have a lot of self-worth. And his philosophy was helping people create little victories every day in their lives in the hopes that those little victories can turn into bigger victories. So Dad, this is for you. As I bring in my guests, as I say, regular, ordinary people that are living lives and have stories to share that we can all benefit from. And that's my hope for anyone that's tuning in today, that you'll be able to take something from my friend here, Robin. So Robin, before we start, I'm going to let you say hello, introduce yourself, however you want to do that, and then I'll get started. So go ahead.
Oh my gosh. It is so good to be here. It's an honor. I'm Robin Giacomo. I met Kathy, on a women's retreat about 10 years ago, and just felt like our energies kind of vibed off of one another, and who am I? I'm a woman that's in the process of becoming. I'm a mother of two beautiful young women, and I'm a lover of life, whatever victory or whatever bite I'm on.
Thank you. So it's great to have you here. And there is a backstory about my first meeting with you that maybe we'll get into at one point. So I like to start this off just to kind of lighten it a little bit. And you know, my love of music and movement. So my first question to you, just so we can learn a little bit about you, is that if you were to walk into a room, what song would you want played every time you walked into that room? What would your song be today?
No. Hey, oh. The Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Okay. And I had no idea what you were going to say. It's not like we rehearsed this or anything. So cool. So thank you for that. Okay. So you did a work recently. You have a blog, right? And you have a newsletter. And when we were talking about this last month, you had shared that you had just written a piece, and I love the name. It's the name of this podcast, called Two Breaths. And I'm going to invite you to read it for us. And then we're going to talk about it and see where it takes us.
I'd love to. Okay. Two breaths. I have such a story about my mom. This is not one of those stories I need to overcome. It's a story of two breaths. One was on my first inhale. One was on her final exhale. It was and remains real. And I was there for both breaths. I was loved by her and not nurtured. What was missing was my mom's attention to me. She let me go. She was always number one to my dad, and my dad was always number one to her. We weren't allowed to watch television, so every day she sent me out of the house from 3 o'clock to dinner time. It was like out there, something pulled me to the swamps and the deep water holes in our backwoods. I always ended up in their murky waters, and somehow they gave me breath and the freedom to witness the mystery of what lies underneath. I knew I was loved. And next, to feel the adrenaline of the known inside our warm house and my mom and dad in their continuous cocktail hour conversation, I knew never to interrupt. My mom never questioned once where I was or why my play dress I'd come home in was sopping wet. She just trusted. I realize now as a mom, did she ever worry about me? I just trusted dinner would come. My mom just trusted. She trusted life. She gave me the word freedom. Even the shocking day that life fooled her under, I never believed she wouldn't come out of that coma. I just trusted. I wonder what her conversation was with my dad that brought her back. Later, he told me he was giving my mom mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. They were having a conversation with the devil, and they won. One day, I realized worry is a habit. I don't worry about our girls. I knew worry would change their breath, their lives. I didn't want this for them. No one ever hugged worry into my body. My mother's life story wasn't supposed to be this way, but she didn't bring worry with it. She didn't make me feel it was my responsibility to worry about the situation. Now, our girls have gone off into the richness of their own murky waters. So in this particularly rough day for me, when my daughter texts, feeling super grateful this morning, we have such a beautiful life. I can trust and take that in. I trust my breath and know this is her real story. One she'll never have to let go of.
Thank you for sharing that.
My pleasure.
Yeah, it was beautiful. Yeah. How long did that take you to write?
A long time.
Yeah.
I would say about 5 dedicated weeks where the idea comes in. I do a stream of conscious writing and then keep molding it and editing it so that the words are concise and feel accurate.
So first of all, the you being there, you were both there for your first breath and her last. I mean, that's like such a beautiful image. The conversation that was happening that you spoke of, can you say a little bit more about that, and what you were referring to there between your mom and dad?
Yeah, I'd love to. I always say that I'm a product of a sacred love affair. And oftentimes children can idealize their parents' relationships. But I now know as an adult, I wasn't idealizing it. And we were out on a vacation. We were whitewater rafting out west, 80 miles from civilization, when we went out to look at a waterfall, leaving our rafts at the beach. And it is there that my mother had a traumatic brain injury after a rock slipped and hit her on the head. And my dad was giving her mouth-to-mouth resuscitation the whole time. We didn't know that. The three girls, me and my two sisters, were kind of put off to the side so that we didn't really know what was going on. And like I wrote, we heard about this later. And my dad was speaking to my mother. And I don't know all the details, but I believe that she had a choice at that moment to go to the light or to return. And she chose the latter.
And then I know from our conversations, you talk about finding the mat, and that being a part of your healing through this and through other things. How did that happen, and what is that like for you now, finding the mat and teaching on the mat and all that you do?
Finding the mat was, so I did not actually find or get to a yoga mat until about 16 years later. So I was 17 when my mom's accident happened. And when I finally took my first yoga class, and we were in Shavasana, which is the final pose where you lie and rest after a series of movement, it was the first breath I had ever taken since that time. And I never realized that I had been holding it for that long. So it was revelatory, and I never got off the mat from that day.
So with that, that led you obviously just to want to learn more. And is that how you now are a teacher and doing all you do with breath work?
100%. I realized that at 17, it was too large for me to handle. So I literally assigned my breaths away to other relationships, to addictions. And it wasn't until that day that I started the long journey back into my body so that I could distribute the weight, really, from trying to solve everything in my own mind or through my repetitive thought processes. So it was a way that I could feel again, where I was using a lot of other things as a serious coping mechanism to survive, but they were no longer working for me in the way that they had. Mm-hmm. So the yoga and the breath work allowed me to come back to myself.
So maybe it might be really cool to just pause, and maybe take a moment to experience something that you do and what you teach to others, and maybe to give our listeners an experience to try something. Are you willing to try that?
Oh, I would love to do that. I feel that the breath is the great it empowers us to transition, and it offers us choice. It gives us a little buffer between moments. So, yeah.
So for anybody that's driving right now, okay, I'm going to say, find a place to pull over if you are listening to this while you were driving, because we don't want anything to happen. And for anybody that's listening and maybe doing something else, I'm just going to invite you to just stop what you're doing. And if you can, just find some stillness. And let's let Robin take us away for a moment.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'll share a breath that I like. It's called the coherent breath, where we breathe in and out through our nose for a five count. So if you're sitting or even lying down, just take a moment and soften and close your eyes. And allow your spine to straighten without being rigid in any way. And just simply begin to notice the breath. No need to manipulate it. Just begin to observe the rise and fall of your belly and lungs as you breathe in and out. Feel your seat rooting down, your head rising up, and observe your breath with the spaciousness that you're creating inside. Feel the breath moving in and out through your nose. And your next breath in for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, out, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, in, 2, 3, 4, 5, out, 4, 3, 2, 1, breathe in, 2, 3, 4, 5, out, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, in, 2, 3, 4, 5, out, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. In, 2, 3, 4, 5, out, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And just take a moment, let go of the count and the technique, and notice what you notice inside. And not noticing anything is noticing. I'll just take a few moments. And observe your body. Notice your thoughts after a few rounds of even breath in and out through your nose.
Thank you. And I really hope if anybody was driving, they pulled over. I would not want you to be driving. Thank you. That was really nice.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So we haven't talked about this in a, maybe we've only talked about it once. But just to give our listeners a little more. So when I met you 10 years ago, that was like my first. So we went to my dear friend and college roommate, Mimi Humphrey's house in the Berkshires, and you and Lisa were holding these retreats, and it was on Saturday afternoon, and you told everybody to bring their journals, and I brought my journal, and I was like, okay, this was all a new experience for me. And you asked a question, and the question was something like, what's your vision or how do you want to live? And I was like, huh. And so typically I'm not, my mind can't like think that fast, but I was like feeling like, I don't know. I was kind of like on that day, and I wrote like three sentences, and I'm usually not the person to like offer to volunteer. But then you said after 10 minutes of people writing, you said, who wants to volunteer? And it's still to this day, I can't believe I raised my hand. I'm like, I'll do it. And I said something like, I want to wake up and have waltz for breakfast, cha-cha for lunch and tango for dinner. And then immediately, like, everyone in the circle is like, oh my gosh, say that again. I want to write it down. And so then people said, you should make a t-shirt out of that, which I did. And I think I sent you one. I sent you one. I hope I did. I made t-shirts and I carry them around in my car. And so, like, if I like have like a really cool conversation with somebody or I meet somebody and sometimes I'm wearing it and it's a conversation starter, I give them that shirt and I can tell them the backstory that I learned that from you asking me that question. Did we ever talk about this?
I knew that you made a t-shirt. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So here we are 10 years later. And yeah, so who knew? And it's really cool. So I have some questions for you as we start to kind of, first of all, where, if somebody, I'm going to post your information of where they can find you, but do you want to just say out loud where you work and how someone could get in touch with you if they wanted to, your email or your website?
Yeah, absolutely. My website is growwithrobin.com. And I really have three main offerings right now, but all with the same intention. I am passionate about empowering people. So the three vehicles that I do that with is yoga, an embodiment practice, breath work, and personal development coaching or growth coaching, which you experienced through the vision writing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I always like to say I have three legs and a stool. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm gonna put that in there. But I have some questions, or actually some statements for you to just finish, so we can learn a little bit more about who you are. Okay. Mm-hmm. So first one is, I wonder.
As soon as I wake up, I wonder what spirit has in store for me that day.
I notice.
The more I move out of autopilot, the more alive I become.
I feel
safest around people who tell me the truth.
I believe.
The less I please, prove, pretend, and push, the more beautiful and real my life becomes.
I have learned
how to be my own life raft.
And the last one, what I know to be true today is
that my freedom comes the more I accept life as it is.
Ooh, that's really good. That's really good. Luckily, I can listen to this podcast and get that again. So, as we end, something I want to start, and you're my second podcast in this season three, again, is a tribute to my father, who one of his favorite, something he shared with me that stuck with me forever, was that when you love someone, you pay attention. So as a way I'd like to end this podcast, I'm going to start it and I'm going to just have you finish it in my father's words. All right. When you love someone,
you pay attention.
Thank you, Robin. Thank you for everything. And it was just a pleasure. I love you.
And I love you too.
Okay. Thank you. And thank you, everybody, for listening.